I thought it was a good idea to get a feel for where China is at, given our Trade Minister spent last week up there. Part of the government's push into the region with the Prime Minister in Singapore, Thailand and the Philippines, of course. Todd McClay met with the Chinese Commerce Minister as well as the Minister for Agriculture and Rural Affairs, and Trade Minister Todd McClay is with us. Morning to you.
Hey, Mike, good morning.
Out of 10, it couldn't have gone better. One, it was a bust. What's your number?
Oh, look, I'd say it's coming up on a close to a 10 in as far as the first contact from the new government, you know, visit to China. It's very constructive and respectful meetings and pretty useful, including reaching agreement that officials are going to work on a launch or an upgrade of the services part, of our free trade agreement. So very pleased to get up there. And I tell you, I'm quite optimistic about opportunities in that market for New Zealand as well, even though their economy slowed a little bit.
Did you get a read on where they're at in terms of their economy? Are things coming right or not?
Yeah, look, I think that they are. They've got challenges around the property sector there. There's been a lot of debt, a lot of building previously. But look, they're just industrious everywhere. I went to Harbin, a province way up in the north near Russia. It's agricultural. And we visited places that are building machinery for domestic use and consumption and windows and so on. And they were humming. They were going really, really fast. But think of it this way. You know, they've got 5% growth this year. They forecast the same next year. What does that mean? That's the same as the whole Swiss economy growing next year in China, you know, about three times New Zealand's economy. So it's not what it used to be, but it's quite significant still.
Do geopolitics get touched on at all as Trade Minister, or do you leave all of that alone?
Well, no, they do, but not on this visit. Well, you know, there was nothing else raised with me. Look, my view is it's one of our most important economic relationships. We have about $38 billion worth of two-way trade. It's a very, very constructive relationship in as far as trade is concerned. And I'd say the relationship's maturing. You know, the New Zealand businesses I met up there in Shanghai, the big ones who, you know, have been there for a while, they're looking for long-term sustainable relationships with Chinese businesses that both sides can rely upon. And I had a pretty clear message. When this Chinese economy is doing well, it's good for New Zealand and it's in our best interest to work with them for that to happen.
So did any of them go, hey, Todd, what about that AUKUS thing?
No, it didn't come up. But I think what's really, really clear to the Chinese is that New Zealand has the ability to talk about things. The government knows to talk about things that are important to us publicly, and we're going to do so respectfully. We also have to have dialogues with them directly about a range of things. And, you know, we've had pretty good contact there. The Foreign Minister was here in New Zealand, met with the Prime Minister, with Winston Peters and I. Again, very, very constructive. And we've just got to keep that dialogue going.
Where does that $38 billion go? Is it growing or is this it?
No, look, it's growing and I think it can continue to grow. Again, what was most interesting with the New Zealand companies up there is they're no longer just thinking about commodities, how much milk powder we can sell them. It's about going up the value chain. And in Shanghai, I attended what they call as a bakery channel event organized by New Zealand. And it's for New Zealand products to get into, you know, baking. I met a man whose small factory makes 12 million Christmas birthday cakes every year, and he's taking high quality New Zealand products and wants higher value products to put in that because he says it's good for his business. And so there is more opportunity and growth there, but we've got to work very, very hard for it because, you know, no one owes New Zealand a living.
I appreciate your time very much, Todd McClay, Trade Minister, part of the I think the Prime Minister called it the full court press into that particular part of the world.
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to News Talk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.